Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric and MTE, also powering the celebration Under the Stars coming up Friday over at the Fountains. DJ, food trucks, they've got Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers playing out there, so that'll be nice. And fireworks start at 9. The grounds, I guess, if you want to call it that, kind of open up at 4:30. Have a lot of fun this Friday. Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation with the celebration Under the Stars powered by MTE. Time to talk about Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2, Furniture and Thrift. Jennifer Sanchez, the store manager, joins us, but that means you have to know everything, including where the toilet paper is stored, right?
I do. I actually go shopping for it, too. Actually, on my way here, I went, oh, I need to go buy tape. So I go buy all that stuff.
We have new tape dispensers here, you know, so how would I know? Because I ordered them. But when the tape rips off of the tape dispenser because it's so old that, you know, and it's, you know, you just like tear it, it's you know, it's time.
It's time.
So how are things going over at the store?
Good. Summer's going really super well for us. I'm so very, very, very thankful for all of our donors and just the pickups that we do on Wednesdays and people who drop off, you know, yard sale items. So after they're done with a yard sale, they drop them off to us. We had a huge load come in just this past weekend from a church. So a church did a yard sale, gave me a call and said, hey, would you like our stuff? I said, sure. We talked out a few things. I'm like, I couldn't take like blood pressure devices and stuff like that. But we talked some stuff out and the majority of it we took. So, yeah, if there's a yard sale or church out there that needs to donate stuff afterwards, please give us a call and, you know, talk that out with me. So it's been going really well and sales have been going really well. And July, holy cow, happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy 4th of July.
It's here. It's here. So we are busy, busy, busy. So yes, we will be open this 4th of July, but the hours are shortened. So we're just 9 to 3. My sale for the 4th is the 4th item free.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did it last year and it actually worked really well. So yeah, the 4th item is free, but I'm also going to have like all the 4th of July items. They're 50% off now. And then starting that week, this coming up weekend, I'm going to kick off with kids clothes sale. So I've got some stuff happening for us too. But yeah, that's this weekend. And then, holy cow, I'll just keep going. So then I think I've talked to you about this before, about showing off for Shelby, the car show that they've done. Mm-hmm. So his name is Dennis. His daughter overdosed many years ago. I got in touch with Darla and Michael, and Shelby was her name. And of course, he loves cars, the pun on the names.
Yep.
And this is their 4th year, and it has gone so big. They actually are doing it in some fairgrounds in Lebanon. So they've moved that direction, but it's going to do really well. So the proceeds, so it's like $20 to enter your car, I guess. And those proceeds go right back to Steered Straight. So yes, he does such a good job. And this is his 4th year. And
You did say Dennis, right?
Yeah, his name is Dennis.
Yeah.
So we're super excited for that. So that's coming up July 19th. So that's in a couple of more Saturdays from now.
I bet that fairgrounds is where they have the Wilson County Fair.
Oh, okay.
So if you know where that is.
I do.
The Ward Ag Center, and because they have a huge fairgrounds area. So that would be the fairgrounds in Lebanon.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there was. Is it called Fiddler's Grove?
I believe they have a Fiddler's Grove there, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what we got in the paperwork. So Fiddler's Grove. And so it's in Lebanon. But yeah, so they've moved the car show there, but it's still, the proceeds still come back to us for Steered Straight. So, I mean, because last year they were at Experience Church. And oh my gosh, they just, they were in the grass. They were out on the street. There was just so many, many, many cars. And it was so cool to walk around and see all the cars and everything like that. So that was, I enjoy that. I like looking at that kind of stuff too. But yeah, so they've moved it out to Lebanon. So, but that is another thing that's coming up. And again, it's July 19th. And then the Saturday after that, which is Saturday the 26th, is my customer appreciation day. So we do this twice a year. This is our fun time where we do like a spin the wheel. The whole store's basically on sale. I've got live music, treats, fun stuff like that. So we've got a lot coming up. So please follow me on Facebook or ask.
Yeah. Where do we find you on Facebook?
So it is Steered Straight. I think it's SS Thrift at Facebook. But yeah, if you just start going into Facebook and start typing in Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift, you'll find me and then like me. And then I always keep posting stuff on there. Anything that's cool that comes in, I always post those pictures on Facebook. And I get lots of people who call me right away going, is this still available? Do you still have this? Or they'll message me. So I know it totally works. I love it. So.
Yeah. Facebook.com/SS Thrift.
Yes. SS Thrift. Mm-hmm. That's it.
You've got, I see some bikes out front of the first picture there.
We do. We have a lot. And that's just a few of them. I've got a bunch in the store. So we got like a flood of bikes all of a sudden. So yeah.
And then let's see. The next post is everything that's got an American flag on it, from hats to cups to, I mean, all kinds of decoration.
Yes. Yeah. And all that. So all the 4th of July stuff right now is 50% off. So yeah. Yeah. We've got a bunch of 4th of July items. And so even the clothes too. So if you're looking to dress yourself up, if you're going to a 4th of July party this weekend.
Yeah. Computer monitors. Nice dresser.
Yeah.
All kinds of good furniture. Now it's telling me I've got to log into my account. So I haven't done that back here. So, I mean, it's a great place to see kind of what you've got right at the moment, right?
We do. And I post, oh my gosh, if not every day, almost every other day. I'm like every other day. Because we get stuff in all the time that I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like, I want to get this out there. So I keep up with that for sure. And then I do an email also. The email's twice a week. We do have a website, but that's just kind of telling you about our store mm-hmm. and about our mission and what we would typically have. But Facebook and Instagram, those are the ones biggies. Those are the ones that I keep up with constantly and always posting something because we always get some neat stuff in and I want to show people what we got.
This just popped into my mind when you said Facebook and Instagram because I've been reading up on, you know, the social platforms most used by what age groups and, mm-hmm. you know, Instagram is kind of that younger group of folks, maybe Facebook a little older group yes. of folks. But it just made me think, you know, in terms of your customers, which demographics are the top or is it just all around?
Yeah, gosh. You know, the 20-somethings are really making a run for us. I'm not calling myself a boomer. I think I'm a Gen Xer or
Gen
something.
X, yeah.
You know, I can't keep track of that
millennial
stuff. Yeah, something like that. But anyway, the 20-somethings are definitely giving the run for the money because I have lots of college students. Again, a lot of 20, and that seems to be the biggest trend. Like, I'll see posts on Facebook where they're like, grandma had it. My mom got rid of it. I brought it back. Mm. And that is definitely the trend for like the 20 somethings to early 30s that they want. They remember grandma. They remember grandma's house and how it felt and comfort. And so they'll come in and be like, and that I hear that a lot. I hear, oh my gosh, my grandma's got that. Oh my gosh. You know, I remember my mom having something like that once upon a time. Of course, probably mom got rid of it and now they're trying to bring it back. Yeah. So I saw that post. And I was like, that is so, so true. That grandma had it. Mom got rid of it, but I'm bringing it back.
Yeah,
it is very true. But I would definitely say my 30s to 40s. But then I still have the older people, my pickers that love coming and shopping all the time. I don't know.
Well,
I
that's just
I've got a good demographic.
That's why I'm, you know, what I'm thinking is, I mean, you go from 20 somethings to retired, and
yes.
and there's probably not that much difference in between all age groups.
There really isn't. Not with thrifting. I mean, even the little kiddos, they run right to my toy area.
Of course,
so they love my toy area. We do mystery kid bags for them back there, and those mystery kids bags fly off the shelf. So we're constantly trying to keep up with that and make those. So even my kiddos that come running in, they know where to go and look for stuff. And mom, can I get this little item for 50 cents? So it is fun.
Sometimes they bring their own money to get stuff too.
They do. That is the sweetest at the counter. So you'll see the little kiddo. They want that mystery bag. And so they'll have that, you know, $3.10 change or whatever it is. And they'll pay for their own little bag. So it is fun. It's fun because you do have parents that come in and are trying to teach their kids money management and and how tax works and so all that fun stuff. So you do see that.
So if it's 50 cents, it's not just 50 cents, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. I don't have any tax on clothes and shoes. We were able to work that out, but the government still wants their money.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, everything else does have a tax on it because even as a not-for-profit, guess what? We still pay for taxes.
Isn't it interesting, though, that something that maybe has been bought and sold and bought and sold and is now at your thrift store still has a taxable something.
And it shouldn't.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't. It's ridiculous. You know, and my brain always, and that's always thing about when, like, the profit thrift stores, like some, there's a fat cat sitting up there off of used items. Like, I can't wrap my brain around that sometimes. Because, like, for us, for our thrift store, you know, it's Darla and Michael, the ministry. And then it's me. And then it's my staff. Like, that's it. There's three levels. Where a bigger store has got, you know, 20 levels. And then there's a CEO at the top, you know, living off the high horse off of used items.
Yeah.
I don't get that one. I have a hard time with that one.
So how did you work that out with clothes and shoes, or is that kind of a normal thing?
It is kind of a normal thing. So as a not-for-profit, you're able to, like, hey, what can I do? And so they will let us work out, like, okay, fine, do clothes and shoes or something or stuff like that. So we were able to work that out, that clothes and shoes don't have a tax on it, but everything else does. And people ask us about that, and we just look at them and say, I'm really sorry, but Uncle Sam still wants his money still too. And even as a not-for-profit, Michael told me once upon a time what they pay in taxes, and I was like, oh Lord,
it's crazy.
So it's crazy. Yeah. Even as a not-for-profit, they still want their money.
So, what's in a mystery kids bag?
Oh gosh. So you know what? My team does a really good job with this. So we will collect just the little toys, the little figurines, the littles, the bracelets, the little poppets, the little spinny wheels, anything that's kind of just like a thing that doesn't really have anything else to go with, that I just feel like I'm not gonna sell that for a dollar. Like, it's such a little thing. So we collect them. We have a whole bin of stuff. And then what they'll do is they'll go through, and then if they find like a lot of little My Little Ponies, or this is like a Barbie or a Lego or Cars, and they'll start making piles of stuff. And then that's what they'll make the bag out of. So they'll say boy car mystery bag.
Okay.
Or Barbie mystery bag or something like that. So they'll say that on there on the bags, or just girl or boy mystery bag. So it's the littles. It's all the little stuff that, you know, mom and dad basically dumped in a bag because they didn't want to, they didn't know what else to do with it. Well, we've turned them into mystery bags. And
so if you spend enough, you get that? Is that how that works?
It's just $3 a bag.
You just get, okay.
Yeah, you can just go buy them. Yep.
Nice.
So you can just go buy a mystery bag. And we do it also with jewelry too. So if we get an abundance of jewelry, we'll make jewelry mystery bags, and those go so fast too. So some things are hard to keep on our shelf, which is great. It's a great blessing.
Well, so that means, you know, if you've got donations, you take donations every day that
you're
open, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're closed on Mondays. Donation hours, Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 6. And then Sunday is 11 to 4. So, yep, every day that we're open up into that last hour, just so I can get everything closed up and get us going. But, yeah, we take donations every day except for Mondays we're closed. And then if you have that large, you know, yard sale and you've got a couple of furniture pieces plus clothes plus everything else and you need me to pick it up, just give me a call. I'm typically a couple weeks out. And we can just work through that too. And that's on Wednesdays.
Steered straight to Furniture and Thrift on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right across from the old Roses Shopping Center. And if you remember, if you're a long timer here, where AG Sporting Goods used to be, right there on the left as you're headed out toward Rutherford Boulevard. Can't miss it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer Sanchez joining us today with Steered Straight and Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. And don't forget, lots of great savings. Hey, something to do on the 4th of July. So enjoy that. Have a good day, everybody. See you next time.